This is Day to Day. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Madeline Brand. You know, we hear a lot about troubles with our medical system, but there is some good news. Far more people these days are surviving cancer, especially children. In this country, almost 80% who are diagnosed with cancer survive for more than 5 years. The treatments, though, can be severe, and once the illness is overcome, there can be lingering health effects from radiation and chemotherapy. A couple of recent medical reports have looked at the long-term effects of cancer treatment on children. Joining us now is Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He reviews medical literature for us and for the online magazine Slate. He is also a professor at the Yale Medical School and a practicing pediatrician. Welcome back to Day to Day, Sid.
Thanks. Very nice to be here.
Okay, so what are some of these dangerous after effects of cancer treatment in children?
The main long-term effects that we've seen are either the result of organ damage by radiation or by the medications used to treat cancer. For example, one target that sometimes gets in trouble is the thyroid gland. Unfortunately, that's pretty easy to fix by just giving people some thyroid hormone, where of course the testicles and ovaries are always a source of worry for us, and doctors are now taking great care to try and preserve fertility in boys and girls who are treated. Then there's some local things. So, for example, if people have radiation or a few different chemotherapy agents, they're at a little bit of risk for getting cataracts or increased risk for getting cataracts. Oddly enough, there's also an increased risk of obesity in people who've had treatment for cancer. And there's also a chance, which is actually not insignificant, that that a second cancer will occur.
And is this the majority of patients at risk of these secondary problems?
Well, actually, the answer is yes. I was a little surprised to find that. But about three-quarters of the survivors of childhood cancer will have some ongoing health problem resulting from treatment. And about 40% of the current cohort of survivors may even have severe after effects of treatment.
What about psychologically? I can't imagine that young children who have cancer fully understand what is going on and what is happening to them. Do they tend to suffer psychological damage for years to come?
If you believe the statistics, no. But if you believe me, yes. In my experience, probably the most underdetected and underappreciated complication of cancer treatment are the psychological effects. You know, there's kids, like adults, have tremendous stress and worry and disruption of normal life as during the time they're being treated. And I think everybody wants to be so upbeat and so focused on the medical that often not enough attention is paid to the signs of psychological trouble, or sometimes it gets pushed, you know, sort of under the carpet and then comes bubbling up later on.
And in your practice, Sid, what do you recommend for young patients after they've been treated for cancer? How should they take care of themselves?
The truth is that one of the things which is a great recent change and very important, very valuable, is we're now establishing everywhere follow-up clinics for kids who have had cancer treatment. At the hospital I practice at, Yale New Haven, there's a really wonderful clinic, and it's not the only place.
This is quite a weighty question, and probably the weightiest question you can consider. But how do you talk to kids about mortality? What do you say to them?
My style in dealing with children in general is always to be straight and upfront. One of the benefits is that kids are more trustful if you do that, and because of that, they're going to be more able to cooperate in their own care. You know, we do talk about that there is a risk of dying, or there's a risk of severe effects from treatment while they're getting the treatment and even possibly afterwards.
And they understand it when you tell them?
I hope so. I think kids understand a lot more than most adults give them credit for.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel, a pediatrician and also a professor at the Yale Medical School. And you can read his Medical Examiner column at Slate.com. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you.